Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Pony Stampede podcast. I had planned on talking a little bit about how fall camp was going so far for the football team, but with the release of the men's basketball schedule, let's talk a little bit about that instead. I'll get your football updates here in a little bit. Again, I am your host, Jordan Hofeditz, and let's take a look at what the SMU basketball team just released. It's a home-heavy schedule. There are still some not-so-interesting matchups, but I think for the most part, this is a schedule fans can get excited about. Regular season opens November 7th against A&M Commerce. SMU then immediately goes on the road November 11th to Dayton. Then they're home for a four-game homestand, host New Mexico on November 15th, Evansville November 19th, Louisiana November 22nd, and Lamar November 27th. They then go to Texas A&M on November 30th, host Jackson State December 3rd, and Arizona State on December 7th. Then there it is, the TCU matchup, December 10th. It's a Saturday at Dickey's Arena. It's in Fort Worth, but a neutral site, and also where SMU plays in its conference tournament. Non-conference wraps up with the Hawaiian Airlines Diamond Head Classic. That bracket has been released. SMU opens against Iona on the 22nd. We'll then face either Seattle or Utah on the 23rd, and we'll wrap up with a final game on the 25th. In case you missed it, the AAC schedule, the opponents have been announced. The dates and times have not yet been announced. SMU will play home and away against Cincinnati, East Carolina, Houston, Memphis, South Florida, Tulane, Tulsa, and Wichita State. They will only play Temple at Moody, and they will only play Central Florida in Orlando. So that's the full schedule. Let's break it down a little bit. Obviously, Dayton, that had kind of been announced that this series was continuing. New Mexico had put SMU on their non-conference schedule when they released it earlier, as did A&M. And there were obviously rumblings about the Evansville game. Arizona State had kind of been announced. And then the TCU game is obviously what everyone was waiting for. I think with Coach Lanier coming in, I think he put together probably the best non-conference schedule the Mustangs have had in a few years. Like I said, I mean, Evansville isn't Lamar. They aren't going to get the hordes into Moody. But you kind of take those games now as you try and build up your schedule a little bit. Obviously, the A&M game is a big one. Arizona State's nice to have on the schedule. Jackson State's an interesting, nice little addition there. I think when you break it down, you know, your only true road games of non-conference are Dayton and A&M. I think that helps your schedule. You then obviously have the neutral site game with TCU, and the neutral site tournament games at the Diamond Head Classic. Honestly, I think this is what people wanted to see, kind of beef up that schedule a little bit. I think if SMU continues to have success and shows that they can be a solid opponent for teams, draw good crowds at home, on the road, I think you'll see this schedule continue to get better. No, I don't think we're talking, you know, the Dukes and Kentuckys of the world, but I think you can set up some nice home and homes with some quality opponents that will be fun, that will be, you know, meaningful games when it comes to schedule strength and NCAA tournament talk, and this puts you in the right direction. I'll break down a few more interesting things when we get back from this break.
Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Pony Stampede podcast. Again, I am Jordan Hofeditz, and let's dive into the schedule a little bit. Looking at it, Annam Commerce, this will be their first year playing Division I, joining the Southland. They moved up from D2. Their football team won a national title there. The basketball team that finished 17-9 last year made the D2 NCAA tournament. Dayton is a more familiar opponent out of the Atlantic 10. They too, like SMU, made the second round of the NIT last year. SMU lost there after winning at home. The two teams also split a home-and-home series in the 2006-07 and 2007-08 seasons. New Mexico, SMU went 0-3 against them when they played against each other back in their WAC days. The Lobos are now in the Mountain West, and SMU got their first win in the series with an 18-point victory there on the road last season. This is the return leg of that home-and-home series. Going into the Evansville game, Evansville out of the Missouri Valley Conference, last year's game was canceled. This is making up for it. Obviously, SMU won their close 2-point victory in the 2019-20 season. Evansville is coming off a 6-24 campaign. Louisiana Lafayette comes out of the Sun Belt Conference. Coach Lanier and his Georgia State team beat them in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament Championship last year. Louisiana played Houston last year, of course, with the Cougars winning. They went 16-15 a year ago. The two teams did meet, splitting a pair of games back in the 60s. Then comes Lamar. Lamar is back in the Southland Conference after spending a year in the WAC. SMU is 5-0 all time against them. They are coming off a 2-27 season. Texas A&M, I went into this a little bit when A&M released their schedule a little bit ago. But let's just take a look at a couple things real quick. It'll be their first meeting since the 2013-14 season. SMU won that game 55-52 in Corpus Christi. That was a season where they had to vacate some victories. The last time they played in College Station was the 2008-09 season. A&M won that game by 10. SMU leads the series 91-87, although officially that's 90-87. They met for the first time all the way back in 1918-1919 season. The Aggies won the first 15 games of the series. SMU would go on to dominate the series in the 40s and 50s. And now they are renewing that a little bit here now. A&M, of course, last year, out of the SEC, of course, last year they lost to Xavier by one in the NIT championship game, and they beat Washington State, who eliminated SMU in the semifinal. Jackson State, there's a little bit of history there. SMU lost to them in 11-12 and beat them in 19-20. Jackson State will not does not fear playing some well-known names. They played Indiana, Marquette, and Iowa State last year. They finished 11-19 overall. A lot of that was due to their tough non-conference schedule. They went 9-9 in non-conference after going 2-10 in non-conference. Then comes the Arizona State game. This was a series that was supposed to start. COVID knocked that out and delayed it a little bit. Arizona State is coming off a 14-17 season. SMU is 0-4 all time against them. Then the big one, TCU. This was one, there were some question marks around it. There were rumblings of this game happening, and then TCU released their non-conference schedule, and this wasn't on it. Some people with a keen eye and some math skills and everything else pointed out the fact that there seemed like there was a game missing on TCU's non-conference schedule, and it was. I don't know if they just wanted to wait. I don't know if they still had some details to iron out, but they seem to be ironed out. SMU and TCU are playing each other December 10th at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth. TCU coming off a second-round NCAA tournament. They had 5 wins against ranked opponents, won 21 games last year. This is the first meeting since the 2018 and 19 season. TCU won that game and the year before that had snapped a 5-game winning streak that lasted from the 2011 to 2016-17 seasons. They have not played since. Hopefully this is a sign that that series will continue. The last known non-conference game is Iona. They were a first-round NIT team last year on a roster that included former SMU player Tyson Jolly. They beat then number 10 Alabama last year. There will be a little familiarity. This will be the first meeting between the teams, but Ricardo Wright, who comes from Marist, is in the same conference as Iona. I think all in all, you know, there are a couple games where you say SMU, those are their must-win games. There are a couple games where there would be some good wins. And then they're just the A&M and TCU games are just fun games. I think it's great. There's too much good college basketball in the state to not play those types of games. There's too much rivalry history between SMU and TCU not to play those games. It's just good to see. Congrats to Coach Lanier for working with Coach Dixon and making that TCU game happen again. It'll be interesting to see if this is a series, if there's a neutral Dallas site maybe that it goes to next year, or what they'll do with that. Let's just be happy that it is on the schedule this year. And who knows, you know, maybe there are some other games that can spawn from a schedule like this in the future. Subscribe, like, check out the Pony Stampede website. We've got a lot of good fall camp football content on there. I'll be coming back in a couple days with a fall camp podcast update. So I will talk to you then. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.